Next application is case number 11374, the application of John and Donna McColgan. Site is located south of Route 336 Piney Neck Road, being east of Bayberry Court and 300 feet north of Gelsey Court cul-de-sac, and being lot 116 in the Marina at Peppers Creek subdivision, and being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID District 233, map 7, parcel 323, and requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. On this application, we received no mail returns, no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did be more specifically, they're requesting a 1.4-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard setback for an open, unenclosed deck.
Okay. Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
It's John McColgan, 33279 Bayberry Court, Exborough.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Kevin Brosna, 20036 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. my name is Kevin Brosnan. I'm with Insight Homes. Appreciate the board's time this evening to hear our request for a variance on behalf of John and Donna McColgan, and like to address some of the questions on the variance. This lot is a somewhat shallow lot. It's 106 foot deep with a required setback on the front and rear of the lots, 30 feet on the front, 10 feet on the back. With that, it leaves us a buildable area of 66 feet. With our existing model homes that we offer, McColgan's have selected one of the shallowest models that we offer, which is the Vandelay house type. The Mandalay has several options for extensions and bump outs on the back of the house. This lot prevents them from being able to add some of these smallest extensions like our morning room, which varies from 17 feet deep to 19 feet deep. Even if we were to shift the house all the way to the front setback at 30 feet, it's currently setting at 32 feet back, we still would not be able to offer some of our most popular structural options like the morning room to the McColgan's. About 85% of our customers select the morning room extension on the back of their house, and this lot does restrict that addition. Therefore, in order to remain competitive and provide additional living space and usable space for the McColgan's, we had added a deck to the rear of the house. It's a standard deck for us, is a 12 by 14 deck. Right now, as existing, the property backs up to open space and does not have any structures or any other residents behind it. There are two lots adjacent on the left and right of the lot. There is an existing house on the left and a unoccupied lot on the right currently. Therefore, don't foresee this providing any kind of detriment or impact to neighbors on either side. Neighbors in the community also have decks on the rear of their home. Like I said, this opens to or backs up to open space. Currently, the deck is sitting 1.4 feet over the allowable setback. If that deck were to require to be modified, any of the modifications would present increased cost or significant cost to the McColgan's. By requiring that we adjust their sprinkler system, the deck would actually need to be removed in its entirety in order to revise the structural components that support the deck, and we would then need to add additional sod and landscaping material to the area that had not been sodded below the deck. So for these reasons, we're requesting the variance of 1.4 feet from that rear setback.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, starting Mr. Edson?
It is an open deck, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
Mr. Records?
So you have a permit?
Yes.
What did it say on the permit?
That there is a deck.
And did the setback tell you on the deck, open deck, what it could be, 5 feet? You can encroach 5 feet?
I do believe it has on our construction documentation that it could be within 5 feet of that rear.
Okay, so the permit did tell you that?
Correct.
So why again did you encroach the 1.4 foot then when you knew you only had five?
I believe that this was an oversight in the construction, given the fact that we had been within the setbacks with the building itself. As we had designed the house, we had shifted it so it didn't encroach on the front property line, that 2 feet. And in shifting that, when the deck was one of the structural options that was added, our standard deck wound up being a 1 foot over. So if the house had actually been shifted 2 feet forward in line with the front setback, would have actually been within the allowable distance. But our standard option wound up pushing it over that allowance.
No further questions.
Mr. Orton? And I have no further questions.
I have a question. Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
Excuse me?
Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
Sure. The uniqueness, again, is the shallow lot, and it does limit the amount of structural options that we can offer our customers. Given that this lot, so 1B, is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to these such unique conditions? Yes, being that this is one of our smallest house types, we have tried to limit the impact it would have on that lot and have not added any of the enclosed structural options such as morning rooms, again, which are popular options that we can sell to our customers. We have added instead an open deck that has provided additional living space and usability for the lot to the customer. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning without a variance? Yes, but again, it does not allow for any of our structural options, which we count on for our sales. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? Well, Insight Homes constructed the house for the applicant, so we're representing them on representing the applicant. So no, it wasn't created by the applicant. It was created by Insight Homes. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, but like I had mentioned, there are other decks in the community that exist, and the deck is in accordance with the HOA aesthetic requirements and has met the developer's requirements. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent properties? You know, this lot backs up to open space. Neighbors on the left-hand side is an existing house, and the right-hand side is an open lot. We have had no complaints from any of the neighbors as to the presence of the McColgan's deck. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No, there are no violations in terms of health and safety or any issues for either the residents or any visitors to the lot from a safety standpoint for the deck. Will the variance represent least modification possible of regulations? Yes, as I mentioned, in order to make a revision to the deck of 1.4 feet, require that we remove the deck in its entirety at a significant cost in order to adjust the structural supports near the end of that deck. We'd also need to modify McColgan's sprinkler system and the landscaping in their yard. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, in order to be in accordance with the setback requirements, we are requesting 1.4 feet. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? I think that's repeat.
That's redundant.
Okay.
Doesn't look like the deck was an afterthought, though, does it?
No, the deck is one of our standard standard designs. So
you got the permit, you got a dwelling, an attached garage, you got a porch, a deck, and a rear garage.
And a rear?
It says a rear extension.
Correct. And in order for us to be able to, again, so maximize the smallest house that we offer.
You knew you could go 30 feet in the front. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's why we wanted to make sure we didn't encroach on the front property line to keep it in line with the other neighbors' houses in that community.
And then you knew that at that time, when you put it down, is this fair to say that you knew that you were encroaching with the back deck if you put that all in one package?
Well, I don't believe that. I mean, when we looked at it, again, if you look at the total size of that house, it does fit in the required setbacks. I don't believe that we were in the vision that we were going to encroach over that. I think once it got sighted on the lot in order to be in line with the neighbor's houses, it got pushed back to the 32 feet rather than the 30 feet. If it was at the 30 feet front of the lot, we would be well within the required setback. But because we had sighted the house to make sure that we were in alignment with the other houses on that street, it pushed us back the additional 2 feet, and now we're 1.4 over the setback on the back of the property.
Did you build the adjacent houses?
No, there is no adjacent house on the right. We did build houses down the street on the right and left.
You just said you lined them up with the rest of the houses on the street.
That's correct.
Did you build those houses?
We did build other houses on that street, not all the houses on that street.
What are the dimensions of the deck?
The deck is 12 by 14.
14 towards the rear?
Towards the rear, yes, sir.
Thank you. So there's not a house next to them?
Not on the right-hand side currently. On the left-hand side, there is.
And so you're in line with that house?
Yes.
Okay, are there any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Chair will call for a motion. If not,
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 11,374 under advisement.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11,374 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement at this time. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay. If I stay, are there additional questions that would be asked? Or?
No, sir. No, the hearing will be closed. It would just be the board that will be deliberating on it.
I understand.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir.